SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
A landslide in the Papua New Guinea highlands that started in the dead of night has left a trail of utter devastation. Huge swathes of a mountain gave way as people lay in their beds, unaware that earth and boulders, some reportedly the size of cars, were bearing down on them. Aid groups have set up at Mulitaka in Enga province to help those who have spent weeks picking through the rubble. This community member has called for new homes to be found for the survivors, with the whole area now considered unstable.
We just need resettlement. This is a disaster place. We cannot live here. We need resettlement as urgent as possible, because we can't live here with all these materials.
The early search efforts were reportedly desperate, with people digging with shovels, crowbars and their bare hands to try to save their families. At least 30 bodies have been recovered so far, with the true death toll likely standing at more than 160 people, including mothers, fathers and children. PNG Defence Minister Dr. Billy Joseph has described the extent of the disaster.
About four council wards in the vicinity have been moved from the original tribal lands because of the disaster. More than 10,000 people are affected.
Meanwhile, aid has been flowing from across the globe. And now Australia has carried supplies, backed by India, to the remote location. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has told community members Australia stands with them.
Because we understand, I look around here, I see sadness. And I am so sorry for your loss. But I also see hope. I also see hope. And we will be with you as you make that hope real. Thank you very much.
Senator Wong, Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles and Pacific Affairs Minister Pat Conroy have all made the difficult journey to Mulitaka. Their route via a defence plane out of Port Moresby, then a helicopter, has underscored the extreme challenge of getting help, food and basic supplies to the area, where tribal fighting and violence has also complicated aid efforts. The federal government has already promised more than $200,000 for medical care, on top of $2.5 million provided for humanitarian assistance. Senator Wong has also promised to help fix badly damaged roads and reconnect communities that have been completely cut off.
Today I announce here for you another $2.2 million to help fix Highlands Highway and for learning packs for children so you can study and to help get the maternity hospital wards fixed up again.
Almost 2,000 learning packs for young students follow fears about the future of the region's children, some of whom have been orphaned by the disaster. There are concerns the aftermath could impact here not just for weeks or months, but years, as people try to rebuild their lives. And residents say they need a long-term resettlement plan, amid fears this landslide will cause more devastation.
We need to have a plan. As you can see from here, on our way to this rugged mountain here, this mountain is slipping down.
Penry Buckley, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.